Bienvenidos a la última conferencia virtual de este mes de junio. Como saben, el objetivo de esta serie de conferencias está siendo presentaros algunos de los lugares declarados Patrimonios de la Humanidad por la UNESCO en todo el mundo. Hoy concluimos con el doctor Bongani Chibanda, catedrático en Historia del Arte por la Universidad del Gran Zimbabue, quien nos presentará el lugar que da nombre a su universidad, el Monumento Nacional del Gran Zimbabue. Antes de cederle la palabra a nuestro ponente invitado, les recuerdo que durante la charla de hoy tienen disponible el servicio de interpretación remota inglés-español, gracias a la colaboración de nuestros alumnos del Máster en Interpretación de Conferencias. Para ello, solo tienen que hacer clic en el botón Interpretación que aparece en la parte inferior de su monitor. Ahora sí, tiene la palabra el Dr. Chibanda.
Thank you very much for having me here today. It is my pleasure to introduce you to the origin of my country, Zimbabwe, and its history. In particular, I'll try to answer 5 questions about Great Zimbabwe. What is it? Where is it? Who built it? Why was it built? And how many important people consider it today? So, our first point is what Great Zimbabwe is. So Great Zimbabwe is one of the most well-known places and tourist attractions in Zimbabwe. Nowadays, it is the site of the second largest settlement ruins on the African continent, aside from the monumental architecture of ancient Egypt. Originally, it was a medieval stone city. In total, the city was spread across nearly 3 square miles, and at its highest point, its population exceeded 18,000 inhabitants. Now that you know what Great Zimbabwe is, let's move on to where these ruins are located. Well, the ruins that survive are close to the city of Masvingo, a 4-hour drive from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. But who built this ancient city? Well, the history of this city is still quite controversial. It was not until the early 20th century, and after extensive excavation at the site, that a British archaeologist concluded that the ruins of Great Zimbabwe were medieval and that the city was built by indigenous African people. And not only by ancient Greeks, nor any myth, as it was thought during the European colonization of Africa. In fact, its name comes from the word Mazimbabwe, which in the local Shona language means big stone houses. The Shona were and are still the largest ethnic group in Zimbabwe. Now let's move on. On to the fourth point of today's presentation. Why was this city built? We can now say that Great Zimbabwe was a hub of enormous wealth, prestige, and power at its time. It was a trading empire of 3 very valued materials, in particular gold, ivory, and copper. In fact, the city not only is thought to have been the capital of the Kingdom of Zimbabwe, but it also served as a palace for the royal family. Specifically, the archaeological site of Great Zimbabwe consists of 3 sections: the hill complex, where the king lived; the great enclosure, where only members of the royal family were allowed to live; the valley complex, where the rest of the citizens lived. Last but not least, let's see how important Great Zimbabwe is today. During the 60s and 70s, Great Zimbabwe became a symbol of African nationalist movement, but it is still a source of Zimbabwean national pride and culture value. In fact, when the country became independent on 18th April 1980, it was named after this great site. Furthermore, the archaeological site has been legally protected since 1893. It was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1986, and it is the second main tourist attraction only after Victoria Falls. It is open throughout the year and has easy access on good roads, so if you ever visit Zimbabwe, you should definitely include this archaeological site on your bucket list. At the moment, the entrance fee is $15 for those visitors who do not live in Zimbabwe. If you want to get more information, you can reach the National Museum and Monuments of Zimbabwe via the following email address, natmus@nmmz.co.za. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to me today.
Muchas gracias, Dr. Chibanda, por su fascinante intervención. Antes de dar por concluida esta sesión, déjeme agradecerles a usted y a la Facultad de Estudios del Patrimonio de su universidad el precioso detalle que ha tenido con nuestro departamento, ya que nos ha hecho llegar un estupendo libro de recetas tradicionales de Zimbabue. Así pues, hemos pensado que antes de que finalice el curso escolar, podríamos organizar un taller virtual de cocina malagueña, en el que mostraremos a los estudiantes y al personal de su universidad cómo cocinar un simple pero delicioso menú típico malagueño, compuesto por ajo blanco, cazpachuelo y pestiños, con el que esperamos poder acercarles a nuestra provincia hasta que podamos encontrarnos por fin en persona.